Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms, we learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston. Hello, beautifuls. Oh, I have so many good things to say to you. First of all, happy Thanksgiving. If you celebrate Thanksgiving and you're in the United States of America and that's your culture, I know Canadians did Thanksgiving a while ago and some of us aren't really into Thanksgiving. So wherever this catches you, happy Thanksgiving. I'm mostly vegan and I find that Thanksgiving can be a tricky time because mostly people aren't vegan. So it's a fun time for me to really take the initiative. I'm going to say fun sparingly because sometimes it's fun. And then sometimes I'm like, really? Can't everybody does not have gluten and dairy all the time? But no, it's good. I'm going to look up a couple recipes and definitely pitch in so that I can have a couple things for myself that I know that I'm excited about and that I love. So that'll be me this Thanksgiving. I hope you have a wonderful one. We're going to go to the States and visit family for a little while and then come back to Costa Rica. So I'm looking forward to it. This is one more side note. We've definitely become like a little bit FOMO shoppers when we go to the States because we don't go probably more than every few months at the most. And so when we do go, we're like, okay, what do we need? Because, you know, there's no Amazon down here. There's no Target. There's no Costco. There's sort of a Costco, but it's different. So we love to go get things that we love that we miss from the States and bring them back in suitcases. All right. I wanted to just tell you how boot camp went. First of all, I want to thank all of you who came. And I want to tell you that, like, on our end of things, we are so proud of how we did it and we still have a lot we're learning. And so if there were little things that you had wanted but weren't there, just know that was our very first boot camp. We're a team of two and it's possible that little thing, you know, questions might have slipped through the cracks and gone unanswered. I want you to know that we still care about you and we're so grateful you came. And we have a few new members that joined the membership, the Postpartum Coach membership from boot camp. I've been doing 15-minute welcome calls for those of them that joined and it's been seriously magical. Like the energy of somebody, a woman who has just like decided she's ready and has committed to herself and has paid money and made that energetic exchange. I was just talking to one of them and basically we were both in awe of the magic that happens when you actually pay money and commit. Like it's actually a really important part of the entire healing journey. It's this huge kickstart of momentum. So as much momentum as boot camp gave, if you want to give yourself a big boost of momentum, just go to lizzielangston.com/membership and join us for 1 month, $89, and feel what it feels like to be on the other side of that decision and completely committed, not questioning, not ruling things out, not doubting, just committed. And also constrained, right? That's one of the beautiful things about a membership platform is that you are not any longer searching the interwebs and hearing from five different people on how to sleep train or whatever. Like in the membership, we are focused on depression and anxiety and on releasing stored traumas in the body. And we're having fun doing it. We've got meditations. We've got dedicated body time, which is kind of like my version of yoga, live coaching and a private podcast and so many more things. Actually, somebody on the welcome call was like, I love the worksheets that go along with the course. Like my brain is loving those to be able to visually see it laid out and check some boxes and, you know, pin it on my refrigerator and really take the work with me all the time. So also people are loving the meditations. So I just wanted to kind of celebrate and also express gratitude to you guys that came to boot camp, whether you joined us or not. We were so glad that you came and that you trusted us with so much time and energy and money. And we really loved it. We're going to be doing another one of those sometime in the first quarter of 2022. So definitely hop on my email list if you're not there already. And actually, there's a freebie that you can get and have if you get on my email list. So I will put the freebie link in the show notes of today's episode, or you can just go to lizzielangston.com. bootcamp.com/freebie. And that'll get you on my email list so that you make sure you don't miss the next time we do bootcamp if you're just hearing about this and you weren't there for it. Okay, let's dive in. So today I have five things that you might not have already known about the subconscious mind, which, by the way, the subconscious mind makes up 90% of your brain. And the body is basically the main communication platform that the subconscious mind has to communicate with your conscious awareness. Like, in other words, to get your attention in your head. So kind of like in the movie Inside Out, when joy and sadness are always trying to get Riley's attention, right? Especially joy. She always wants Riley to be having the feeling of joy. And so she's always bringing up past memories or you know, sneaking into the dream time department and getting into her dreams to help her remember how great her life is or whatever it is. That's how it works. The subconscious uses your body. Maybe your lower back goes out, or maybe you have anxiety in your chest and your nervous system, or maybe depressiveness. These are ways that the subconscious really gets your attention and speaks to you and lets you know a lot of different things. So I have a recent episode that tells you all about what it wants you to know, but here's some features of the subconscious, some other features that you might not know about. This one's kind of fun. Number one, it doesn't process negatives. So what that means is if I say, don't think of a blue flamingo, there is not a way to not think of one. It's such torture. Don't think of a green elephant. Don't think, whatever you do though, but seriously, don't think of an orange giraffe. Right? So the brain doesn't have the ability to process negatives. It will just think them. It's like a deer in the headlights. So cute. Another feature, I just think that one was funny. Another feature is this one's really interesting. The subconscious always interprets what you say to be about you. So even if you say, Sheila has the grossest hair color, it's just so mousy, blah, 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 blah. So your subconscious is hearing you say that about you, that you have the grossest hair color. This is really interesting. I watch this happen a lot, especially postpartum. If you're in a lot of emotional pain, there's that quote I shared, like, if you don't heal what cut you, you bleed on people who didn't hurt you, or something like that. This is one of the ways I see people bleeding emotionally onto their children or their husbands postpartum, is they reflect a lot. And so they'll be like, my husband's just so unorganized. He just can't seem to get it together. And really what we're saying is, I'm just so unorganized, right? And I am not being kind to myself and so I'm going to jump into his business about it. And even if you genuinely believe, like, no, I really am organized and he just really isn't, again, to your subconscious, it's about you. And the way that it's going through your body and being stored in your body is personal. And so it becomes really important to think about the way we speak about other people. Like, ugh, my baby just can't sleep tonight. Right? Like, then we're creating that reality for us too, because then we're getting all worked up and we can't sleep tonight. So really makes you think, huh? Kind of trippy. Another one is that the subconscious stores unprocessed emotion or emotion that you're not able or capable to process. Now, I talk about this a lot. So maybe some of you, this isn't the first time you've heard this, but if you're new to this podcast and you're new to me, then you need to hear this, which is that your body and your subconscious mind specifically uses your body to store unprocessed emotion or emotion that you are not able or capable to process. Isn't that strange, but makes total sense? This is why, you know, if we had something really traumatic happen when we were little, and then there's some sort of a trigger where somebody does something similar and your nervous system just like goes straight back to that moment from when you were little, that's an indicator that there is stored emotion. Okay. And actually birth trauma, let's talk about birth trauma for a minute. a lot of the time we're in such strong survival mode. We don't even stop to really consider that how much grief we went through or how much trauma we actually had, how many big emotions we had when we were birthing, especially if things didn't go as planned, especially if you had an emergency C-section, right? It can just be like so many emotions, and then we'll just like side table it and minimize it to be able to survive. Oh my gosh, the most gorgeous blue butterfly just flew by my window. Just had to say, Costa Rica is on it today. It's beautiful. And so then later, let's say we're getting ready for baby number two, and our first baby had this traumatic thing happen. You will probably, unless you've really done the work to go back to those moments and meet your body where it was, and your subconscious has helped you to release that stuff, you're probably going to still have it. I'll give you an example. That's exactly what happened with me. So when I had my first baby, all was good. I was like mentally, emotionally good. But, oh, you know, a week before my due date, or about maybe just under 2 weeks before my due date, I went in for my weekly checkup and they're like, oh, you have protein in your urine. You have preeclampsia. We don't know why the body does this, but we need to get you monitored immediately because your blood pressure is super high and you could have a seizure. And so I checked in at the hospital and I ended up being induced and had my baby that night in order to preserve my brain, right, with the high blood pressure. And so looking back at that time, when I went to have my second baby a year or so later, same hospital, same doctor, and I thought I had processed it. Like I tried journaling about it and I tried talking to a friend about it. But at the end of the day, not only had I not processed it, but then I had anxiety, like PTSD related anxiety in the hospital come up, and I had no idea what that was. I didn't know, like the word anxiety was not in my vocabulary. Can anybody relate to that? Nowadays, I'm so grateful, hopefully due to somewhat the work I'm doing here as the postpartum coach, and then also just more moms sharing their stories. But today, a lot more moms know that postpartum anxiety is a thing. But, you know, 8 years ago when I was having my first baby, I didn't know, and it wasn't really as talked about. Maybe it was, and I just wasn't tuned into it because I hadn't had kids until I had kids. But yeah, I had a lot of processing to do after the fact, and because I didn't do it, because I didn't know how, I wasn't informed in trauma and recovery, which I do teach that, by the way, inside of the postpartum anxiety course inside of my membership. There's a whole section on how to recognize trauma, how to bring it up and release it, and we do that in our live coaching each week. So definitely come join us if you are having the hunch that you need to work on this. But yeah, it totally like sidelined me. What's the word? Blindsided me. That's the phrase. So yeah, good to know. Your body stores unprocessed emotion or emotion that you're not capable to process. And it's no need to like feel bad or guilty about that. Just know that your subconscious healing system is in charge of deciding when we should store it and when we shouldn't. Sometimes it's actually in your highest and best interest to store emotion. So it's not like if you learn all of the great tools, then you'll never store emotion and you'll always deal with it all in the moment. Because the truth is, it's not always in our best and highest interest to deal with it in the moment. Sometimes maybe it's not safe to deal with it in the moment. Or sometimes there's other priorities and our energy needs to go to other of our senses or our responses in our system, you know, aside from processing emotion. Because it is something technically that we can do quite easily later. Whereas fighting for our life, if a bear is attacking us, you know, the adrenaline response is something we need right then. The emotion of it and the trauma of it can be dealt with later, right? So your subconscious healing system is so gorgeous in the way that it has priorities laid out. Just like when they checked me into the hospital, you know, they took care of my brain first and then my blood supply, because my blood supply can be essentially can be replaced, my brain not so much. So, you know, your body has good reasons for doing what it does, and it's not like something's wrong with you just because you have all this stored emotion that you need to take care of now that you're postpartum and having anxiety and depression come up. Yeah, so lots of compassion, okay? Okay. The fourth thing I wanted to tell you, which I thought was really, I mean, I've kind of mentioned this before, but your subconscious decides when the symptoms of anxiety and depression come up, and your subconscious also decides when to put them away. And a lot of this depends on how involved you get consciously. So anxiety and depression, if you're just waiting for them to go away, they could linger a lot longer. If you have a really disempowered relationship with your symptoms, like, I don't know why they're here, this is so frustrating, blah, 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 where you really feel like they're acting on you, which, by the way, is where a lot of people begin. It's where a lot of women start. So no shame, right, if that's where you are. But if you're definitely more reactive versus proactive to your symptoms, then chances are you're setting yourself up for them to last longer. One of the things that I teach that really helps people, women, postpartum mamas, turn this around and get busy activating, healing, and being not reactive but proactive is when they can understand that these symptoms are on their side. And that's what I want to invite you to consider today if you haven't already heard that. Your symptoms of anxiety and depression, they are on your team. So if your name's Brittany, they're on Team Brittany. If your name's Shalice, they're on Team Shalice, okay? Like your symptoms are on your team. They are wanting you to heal, and your body doesn't want to be anxious any more than you want to be anxious. As hard as that is to believe, your body doesn't like getting all worked up, and neither do you. We're on the same team. The conscious mind and the subconscious mind, we want, our goal is to get them on the same page. And so that's why it's so powerful to learn about what's creating these symptoms, because it helps you stop fighting and resisting and being afraid of and confused by them and frustrated by them. And it helps you like join hands and be on the same team as them and help, you know, get them whatever they need so that you can come back down to baseline. And that's all what we do inside the postpartum anxiety course, obviously. I think that goes without being said. Okay, and then the last one is the subconscious generates, stores, and transmits all energy, conscious or subconscious. So like if you were to hear a sales pitch from somebody and it felt a little slimy and it felt a little creepy, or if somebody cold messages you on Facebook and technically in their wording, they're not saying anything weird, but you get weird vibes, that's your subconscious at work. It's transmitting energy from that person's subconscious as well. So if that person is really just after money or like is really concerned with their money goals, you're going to feel that in the way that they talk to you in their DM. You're going to have like, I'm like, has anybody ever felt this way? Totally. Or if you're in a store and the employee comes near you and asks if they can help you, there's either like a genuine openness behind that energetically, or there's like a piranha, like, you know, maybe the employee makes a big buck on whatever you spend. And so they're like, can I help you? Like they're like cornering you to show you all the sales and deals so that you'll hurry and buy something, right? So even if their words are the same, right? Can I help you? Or can I help you? You know, totally different. There's just a different energy behind it. And your subconscious is the part of you that processes that, which I think is fascinating. Yeah. It's like, it's kind of like if you're at the car, I don't know why I keep thinking of sales. I guess it could happen like if you had a boyfriend and, or a boy that you were interested in, and you know, it's almost like this discernment behind their words, and you kind of want, you have to be careful with this because you can misuse this ability as well. But to some extent, this can help scan our environment and different people and relationships to protect us. And, kind of like that gut knowledge, that gut intuition, like, I just don't have a good feeling about this, or I just feel really good about this. That can be your subconscious aligning, you know, discerning their energy and then thinking about what you need and giving you a yes or a no in your body, even without your brain consciously being aware. So cool. And on that note, I just want to invite you again to come join us in the membership because it's freaking awesome in there. And hopefully your subconscious feels really good about it. I know mine does. I actually just got off of kind of right before I got on this podcast to record with you guys today, which has been awesome. Thank you so much for coming and spending time with me. We call it dedicated body time, DBT. Dedicated body time. And it's kind of like yoga, except I really just like feel into my body before leading one of these calls in the membership. And I pick a body part that I need to focus on. And then I read out of this amazing healing book that I have. I read what sorts of emotions and traumas get stored in that particular body part. Because did you know that your subconscious will store stuff in your organs and in your blood, like in different muscles and tendons? So your subconscious decides where to store what emotions. Although there are patterns in energy work, I've learned that there are different organs that tend to store different types of emotions, which I think is interesting. But anyway, so yeah, today my lower back was what we focused on and it felt really good. And honestly, it was a 30-minute call. And by the end of it, my lower back was feeling so great. So I want to invite you to get deeper into your body today, because your body is the outlet of your subconscious. So just play with this, really get in there. And if you want to come play with this and explore it with us in the membership, you know where to go. Just lizzielangston.com/membership. I hope you have an amazing Thanksgiving packed with amazing gratitude. I feel so grateful for what I get to do every day, and that I get to do it surrounded by beautiful nature and with my family. And I'm just beyond blessed and grateful. I love you guys, and we'll talk to you next week. Hi, my darling friend, Lizzie here. If you love the content here on my podcast, then you need to check out the Postpartum Coach membership. My membership is where you can bridge the gap between listening and understanding, healing postpartum on a logical level, and then applying it and feeling change. That's what we do in the membership. The most valuable tool that I have for you in my membership by far is the Postpartum Anxiety Course. It's my course where I walk you through my 3-part postpartum healing process. You can watch or listen to the course. I made it for moms, digestible and to the point. Then you've got a private podcast, a members only Facebook community, as well as the trifecta of postpartum healing: weekly coaching, meditation, and yoga. You do not want to miss my membership if you are postpartum and are serious about healing. So go to lizzielangston.com/membership today and step into your healing. That's lizzielangston.com/membership. I'll see you inside, my love.